Many of you have asked for it, and so I spent some of my paternity leave creating it, an introductory Stoicism course. The best part? I've launched it using Gumroad's Pay What You Want model. So if you want to pay $0, you can get the course for free. That's right, free. Learn more and enroll in the course by going to understandingstoicism.com. That's understandingstoicism.com.
I have used a lot of commerce platforms in the past. By far, the most robust is Shopify. No matter how complex your business needs and no matter how large your business grows, Shopify can handle it. And they do handle it for brands like Rothy's, Ruggable, Allbirds, Knox, Magnolia, Brooklinen, Glossier, and Cotton, to name a few. You may already use another e-commerce platform, and you may be super unhappy with it, but you've already put a lot of work into it, and migrating to Shopify could seem impossible. But I'm here to tell you that it is quite easy. When I migrated to Shopify back in 2022, their apps and tools meant I just had to make a few clicks, and everything was ported over as if by magic. Shopify also lets you design your storefront however you like, which, from personal experience, I know isn't the case for many other commerce platforms out there. All these features and all this control can result in more sales more often, so stop leaving sales on the table. Switch your business to Shopify today and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their businesses. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/practical, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/practical. shopify.com/practical. Good morning, Precoptown. Just a reminder that this week's episodes are shorter than usual because we're on vacation. You've heard this message a few times now. We're wrapping up book number 4, and we will be back to the newly normal weekly calendar of content on February 6th. As a concession to free listeners this week, I have reduced the number of ad spots to just 2, one at the beginning and one at the end. Remember, you can always skip ads, or you can subscribe and become a premium supporter of this podcast. I know some of you are already paying and are hearing this message, and that's a little annoying, but cut me a little slack this week. You can go to stoicismpod.com/members and get rid of ads for just $6 a month. Hope you'll do that if you hate them as much as I feel like you might. Today we're diving into Meditation 50, which reads as follows. Unhappy am I because this has happened to me. Not so. But happy am I, though this has happened to me, because I continue free from pain, neither crushed by the present nor fearing the future. For such a thing as this might have happened to every man, but every man would not have continued free from pain on such an occasion. Why then is it that is a misfortune, rather than this is a good fortune? And dost thou in all cases call that a man's misfortune, which is not a deviation from man's nature? And does a thing seem to thee to be a deviation from man's nature when it is not contrary to the will of man's nature? Will then this which has happened prevent thee from being just, magnanimous, temperate, prudent, secure against inconsiderate opinions and falsehoods? Will it prevent thee from having modesty, freedom, and everything else, by the presence of which man's nature obtains all that is its own? Remember also on every occasion which leads thee to vexation to apply this principle, not that this is a misfortune, but that to bear it nobly is good fortune. I'd like to take a second here before we continue to remind you, or perhaps tell you for the first time, that Marcus Aurelius had something like 12 children and 7 of them died before he did. So this isn't some guy who's living the stress-free life of an emperor eating grapes all day who's saying this. This is a guy who was sick for years, while on the battlefront, getting dirty, watching friends die, being away from his family, losing more than half his kids. This dude's life was not easy. He wasn't that kind of emperor, right? He wasn't the grape-eating, lap-of-luxury type of emperor. That just wasn't in his character. So why is it that anything that happens to us is misfortune, or anything that we perceive as being a misfortune, we label it that way? How can that be? How can it be misfortune if we can endure it, if it makes us better, if it doesn't prevent us from, in our living life, going on and contributing to the cosmopolis and living in alignment with nature? How can we call it a misfortune? How can it be anything but an indifferent? And how can it be anything but a preferred indifferent, really? How can anything be dispreferred if it's an opportunity to continue doing our best, or a challenge maybe, even a test that we're capable of passing. Now, I don't know whether I agree with Marcus here, because I think it sets a fairly unattainable expectation of how resilient people ought need be, but it is truly incredible that a man who has experienced this much loss, and I don't care if you're the emperor or Joe Schmo from down the road, if you lose 7 kids, you're not living a very fortunate life by most anyone's standards. I mean, I'd rather be a wage slave in the rat race with all my kids than a billionaire emperor who has lost his family to tragedy. It is hard to ignore what an absolute unit of a stoic Marcus must have been in order to be speaking this way after everything he'd experienced in his life, all the loss he'd experienced. And if he can attain that sort of dedicated practice, then why can't we? If a guy in the dirt, mud, and rain of war for years, who has lost more than half of his children, and who is sick, and also burdened with the responsibility that the history books suggest he didn't really want, of running an entire empire, if someone like that can stand strong against the crashing waves of adversity, to reference yesterday's episode, why can't we? I mean, I complain that my corner coffee shop is closed on Mondays and Tuesdays because, quote, I need a place to write and drink coffee that is more special than my own perfectly acceptable living room. I feel like Marcus would struggle not to kick me in the teeth for being that whiny. So I want to say it sets an unrealistic expectation, but I mean, considering everything I just said, does it? I've got ADHD. I've got trauma in my life from when I was younger. I was homeless. I don't know if I've ever told anybody on this show that, but I was homeless. I used to eat out of dumpsters. That was a part of my life that was real and that happened. And there's trauma left over from that, but specific to ADHD, we'll get back to that. I could pass the buck as a result of being on that spectrum. And a lot of people would help me justify the decision to do so. They'd say, well, you're right, Tanner, it's a real struggle. ADHD is hard. But are they helping me or making me less my own agent? I think that's worth thinking about today. This isn't me taking a swipe at anyone's mental health. I'm not doing that. I'm asking you to know yourself from your own perspective. You'll know what's good for you. Ask yourself what less stoic, capital S, version of yourself you're allowing those who care about you to shape you into. They care, no doubt, but they might sympathy you right into a useless life, or one you just don't even like that much, or an early grave. Read this meditation a few times yourself today. There's a link to it in the description. There always is. Read it a few times and then jump into the Discord community at stoicismpod.com/Discord and let us all know, because there's a lot of us in there, almost 500 at this point, what you got from today's meditation. And again, I'm not taking a swipe at anyone on any spectrum. I'm saying know yourself and what you think is best for you instead of letting people who care about you and don't want to see you suffer make suggestions about how you ought to live that are based completely around you avoiding pain. And we know that the avoidance of pain is very rarely the way to progress. So I want you to think about yourself. I want you to think about this meditation. I want you to jump into the Discord and I want you to share what you discover when you're thinking about this today. Could you be a more stoic version of yourself if you stopped listening to people who genuinely care about you and are just trying to make your life easier? Jump into the Discord and let us know. Hey, thank you for listening to today's episode of Practical Stoicism. As I said in the episode, we're on a break and we will be back on February 6th. In the meantime, I'd like to invite you into our Discord community so that we can get to know you and so that you can get to know us and other listeners. You can find it at stoicismpod.com/Discord. It is 100% free to join, and we would love to have you. Until next time, take care.